Namings, Cambridge. In ancient days, the town of Ankh was filled by what would now be rudely called Neanderthals and peasants, and occasional flounced academics. But the rich boys and the clever boys resented the rough and common culture. They caused a language strike out against the sounded names. The hills of Gogmagog became the local ridge. But local was too wuss. A horizontal jogging entrepreneur who gifted screaming services loud and hidden on the hills to gentlemen with cash was Madame Catherine Anna Maud Belgique. She was known, in spoken code when wives were nosy near, by her CAMB initials. Up grew the town around the flouncing schools, whose name became, from those wildly rumour hills, CAMB Ridge. But when that time's unhumoured censorship collapsed, those earthen lumps reverted back the Gogmagog. So now the town was only named for gifted screaming services. An academic city named after a horizontal professional, a king with cash to budget, sensitive to scandal. Something must be done. But luck had struck. The river could be named again. The town could claim a story good for getting grants. Pseudo-histories came the ridge.